this week's parsha, we read where Yaakov Avinu worked faithfully for Lavan for 7 years to earn the right to marry Rachel. And finally, at the moment of truth, Lavan deceived him and substituted Leah instead. Yaakov wakes up in the morning, Vehina hi Leah, and Yaakov is incensed. He tells Lavan, Ma zoisa sisali, what did you do to me? This was not our deal. I work for Rachel, v'lomer misani. Why did you deceive me? Yaakov had all the reason in the world to be upset. However, the Sfarim HaKdoshim say that Yaakov made a mistake when he complained. He should have recognized that what happened to him was all orchestrated by Hashem. Me'es Hashem hoisezois. He was destined to marry Leah, and he should not have expressed anger towards Lavan. This does not exonerate Lavan in any way, and he will be held accountable for this. He's a crook and a con man. But as Yidden, we must know that everything that happens to us is all from Hashem. There's a fascinating idea presented by the Sefer HaChinuch. The Torah gives us two seemingly similar prohibitions. Loi sikon v'loi sitar. Loi sikon means you may not take revenge. You ask your neighbor, can you lend me your mixer? And she says, absolutely not. The next day she knocks on your door, can I borrow your crockpot? And you say, I'm not going to lend you my crockpot, just like you didn't lend me your mixer yesterday. That is loi sikon. Loi sitar means bearing a grudge. Reuven asks Shimon, can I borrow your shovel? And Shimon says, no. The next day Shimon asks Reuven, please lend me your drill. Reuven says, I'm not like you. I will loan you my drill even though you didn't loan me your shovel yesterday. That is loi sitar. So you might ask, what is wrong with taking revenge against someone who wronged you? Don't they deserve retribution for their actions? Why do I have to go above and beyond and be extra nice when they were so rude to me? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, this mitzvah teaches us a deep fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit. Everything that occurs in our lives is a result of divine providence. Because Hashem decreed it should happen in that precise manner. Nothing unfolds without His awareness and His intervention. There's no such thing as coincidence. So if a person causes us pain, it happens for a reason. It's because we were destined to receive this pain. If this person had not harmed us, the harm would have originated from another source. When someone hits you with a stick, you're not upset with the stick. We must view this person that wronged us as the stick. The originator of the pain was decreed from above. And that is why the Torah gave us the commandments of Loi Sikon and Loi Sitar, not taking revenge and not to bear a grudge. Because there's no sense in resenting that person or harboring hostility towards somebody who wronged us. Because what happened took place only because Hashem willed it to happen. When the horrific story of October 7 took place, we were all wondering, how can this happen? We have the best intelligence. We have the most sophisticated technology. Why did it take so long for the IDF to respond? People waited 10 hours for help to arrive. In this day and age, how can such a breakdown in communication happen? But we have to remember, everything that happens is orchestrated and arranged by Hashem. It doesn't mean that these perpetrators, these despicable terrorists, were not punished for their atrocities. Most of them, if not all of them, died horrible deaths. But what happened was all Me'es Hashem. It was all decreed from above. Otherwise, they never would have been able to execute their nefarious plans. And Hashem's decree is very precise. One kibbutz was attacked while the other one was ignored. One house was demolished and the neighbor's house was skipped over. Who was taken hostage? Who emerged alive? And precisely how long they remained in captivity, down to the last second, was also decreed from above. Some hostages were released after a few days, some after a few weeks, while others remained trapped in unimaginable conditions in underground tunnels for months on end. Who came home alive and who was carried home were also not random. Everything was determined from above. A story is told by Rabbi Chaim Ber Weissmandel, who saved many Yidden from the Holocaust. He had an idea which would enable him to save thousands more. But sadly, there were those who prevented him, and he was devastated. He could not be consoled. He went to speak to the Rebbe Riat, the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he poured out his broken heart. And the Rebbe listened intently to every word. He let Rebbe Chaim Ber unburden himself. Then the Lubavitcher Rebbe said one statement, which Rebbe Chaim Ber later admitted changed his entire outlook. It gave him some comfort. The Rebbe spoke slowly, pausing between each word for emphasis. The Rebbe said, Rebbe Chaber, in wer meinst du hat das alles getun? And who do you think did all of this? It wasn't those evil people. This too was from Hashem. Those people who prevented the salvation will certainly be punished, because they had free will to do better. But the results could not have been changed. Ultimately, Hashem decides what will happen and what needs to happen, as devastating as it may be. And this gives us some measure of comfort when we face our own hardships. So often in life, we hope and we anticipate Rachel. V'hina hileya, we hope the boy will say yes, that the business deal we worked so hard on will come through, that the medical scan will bring good news. But it doesn't always unfold in the way we hope. But we must remember that it all originates from Hashem. And ultimately, whatever Hashem does is for the best, even when we cannot understand it at the time. And sometimes Leah is the better choice for us. We just don't realize it in the moment. Hashem is a cheshbon, and He knows exactly what He's doing. And one day we will look back and understand why it had to happen in precisely this manner. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.